Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, as always, Bonaparte, and 3Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, August the 6th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time, back to the time when vaudeville was at its height, to listen to three iconic vaudeville tunes that once graced the stages of America's most popular entertainment venues. From a comic song about long-distance love to a heartfelt plea for a lover's return, and finally to a romantic ballad that became a true American standard, we'll explore the music that kept audiences laughing, crying, and singing in the golden age of vaudeville. Vaudeville itself was more than just a show. It was a mirror that was reflecting the face of a changing America. As our nation grappled with rapid industrialization, urbanization, and social shifts, vaudeville offered a common ground where these transformations could be examined, celebrated, and sometimes gently mocked. The early 20th century, from which our musical selections today originate, was an era of remarkable progress. The Wright brothers had taken to the skies for the first time, Ford's Model T was rolling off assembly lines, and Bell's telephone was shrinking the vast distances of our nation. These innovations, along with societal changes that they brought, found their way into the lyrics and melodies of vaudeville songs. Our chosen pieces for today each provide a unique window into this fascinating period of American history. From a clever take on technology and romance to a heartfelt plea for reconciliation, and the classic timeless expression of love, of course, these songs encapsulate the spirit of their age. As we dive into these musical treasures, we'll explore not just their catchy tunes and clever lyrics, but also the cultural context that gave birth to them and their enduring impact on American music. Though over a century has passed since these songs first graced the vaudeville stage, you might be surprised at how well their themes still resonate with us today. Our first selection today takes us back to 1899, a time when the telephone was still a novelty and long-distance romance was taking on new dimensions entirely. The song "Hello, My Baby," performed here by the talented Len Spencer, is a delightful example of how vaudeville artists used humor to explore the impact of new technology on everyday life. The song tells the story of a man head over heels for a woman he's never met in person. Their relationship, conducted entirely over the telephone, is a comical take on the changing nature of courtship in the age of new communication technologies. With lines like "Hello, my baby," "Hello, my honey," "Hello, my ragtime gal," the lyrics playfully mimic the excited greetings of a telephone call, while the ragtime rhythm captures the energy and novelty of this new form of interaction. Our performer, Len Spencer, was a true vaudeville Renaissance man. He was born in Washington, D.C. in 1867, and began his career as a stenographer before finding his calling in entertainment. He was not only a gifted vocalist, but also a talented comedic actor and an early pioneer in the recording industry. Spencer's versatility made him a perfect fit for vaudeville, where he could showcase his range of talents to appreciative audiences. What's particularly fascinating about this song is its enduring popularity. While many vaudeville tunes have faded into obscurity, this one has stayed in the public consciousness for over a century. You might recognize it from countless cartoons and films, where it's often used to evoke the spirit of the early 20th century. Perhaps the song's most famous association came in 1955, more than half a century after its debut, when it was featured in the Warner Brothers cartoon One Froggy Evening. The cartoon's protagonist, Michigan J. Frog, performs the song with gusto, introducing it to a whole new generation and cementing its place in popular culture. So as we listen to Spencer's 1899 recording on an old Columbia phonograph cylinder, not even recorded onto a disc, I do encourage you to pay attention to the clever wordplay in the way the song's structure mimics a telephone conversation. It's a good example of how vaudeville artists use their craft to comment on and make light of the rapid changes happening in American society. Now remember, that song was recorded over 120 years ago onto a wax cylinder. It wasn't even a shellac disc at the time. The fact that that song has survived to this day in that form is truly, truly amazing. And in my mind, it's a wonderful window into the past. It's like listening to a ghost of vaudeville past come to share its music with us. Now, before we continue our journey into the musical landscape of vaudeville, I would like to take a moment to talk about something that pairs wonderfully with old tunes, and that is the perfect cup of coffee. Specifically, I want to introduce you to Skeleton Brew Coffee, the sister brand of Blind Skeleton, that keeps our digital cottage warm and our phonograph spinning. Skeleton Brew Coffee isn't just about delivering a great cup of coffee. It's about doing so responsibly and with a commitment to quality. Every bean we use at Skeleton Brew is fair trade and ethically sourced, ensuring that your morning brew supports not just your day, but also the hardworking farmers who cultivate these exquisite beans. Now, one other thing that sets Skeleton Brew apart is our dedication to freshness. We do not believe in letting coffee sit on shelves. Instead, Each batch is roasted only after you place your order, guaranteeing that when your package arrives, you're getting coffee at the peak of its flavor profile. I can assure you that the coffee you order from Skeleton Brew will be fresher than anything you could get at the grocery store. We have 6 distinct roasts at Skeleton Brew to satisfy everyone's taste. We've got light and bright to bold and intense. There is something for everyone. For those who like their coffee as dark as a moonless night, I invite you to try the ghoulishly robust Dark Roast Reaper, a 6-bean espresso blend that could possibly wake the dead. Or perhaps you'd prefer the fiendishly elegant Dark Earth Decadence, a smooth, full-bodied roast that's perfect for sipping while listening to old records. But Skeleton Brew isn't just about great taste, it's also about giving back. Not only do sales keep Blind Skeleton and 3Tune Tuesday running, we donate 10% of all proceeds to nonprofit arts organizations. It's our way of helping to keep the spirit of creativity alive. Now, I know you're thinking that it sounds delightful, but you've probably got a cabinet full of coffee already, and the coffee that you can find at the grocery store is probably quite inexpensive. And while that is true, I do encourage you to try the really fresh, great roast that Skeleton Brew offers. Not only are you helping us out here at Blind Skeleton and 3Tune Tuesday, but we'll give you a coupon code of TUNE10, that is spelled TUNE10, for 10% off a purchase just to try it out. So please do give it a try. Go over and take a look at Skeleton Brew Coffee at skeletonbrew.coffee. That's HTTPS, skeletonbrew.coffee, and see what they have to offer you. Remember, every sale supports the arts, and it keeps us spinning here at Blind Skeleton. So now, as we move forward in our vaudeville journey, we come to a song that quickly became a staple of the American songbook. Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home. This 1902 composition, written by Huey Cannon, is a perfect example of how vaudeville music could capture the hearts of audiences and spread like wildfire across the nation. The song tells the tale of a woman pleading for her man, Bill Bailey, to return home. It's a story as old as time, but set to a catchy ragtime tune that made it irresistible to performers and audiences alike. What's particularly interesting is how quickly this song rose to popularity. Within a year of its publication, it was being performed on stages across America and recorded by numerous artists. Our recording today features the voices of Bob Roberts, accompanied by the talented ragtime pianist Fred Hylands. Roberts was a prolific recording artist in the early days of the phonograph, known for his clear enunciation, a crucial quality when recording technology was still in its infancy. His rendition of Bill Bailey showcases the song's clever lyrics and memorable melody. Fred Hylands, our pianist, was a significant figure in early recorded music. He served as the musical director for Columbia Records in the late 1890s and early 1900s, and his nimble piano work underpinned countless recordings of the era. His ragtime-influenced accompaniment on this track demonstrates why he was in such strong demand during this period. Ragtime is a favorite here at 3Tune Tuesday. This syncopated style of music was the pop sound of its day, and it played a crucial role in both vaudeville and in early recordings. Ragtime's lively rhythms were perfect for getting toes tapping in vaudeville theaters, and its piano-driven sound recorded well on the primitive equipment of the time. Bill Bailey here exemplifies how ragtime and vaudeville worked hand-in-hand to create and popularize songs. The catchy tune made it easy for audiences to remember and to sing along, while the humorous lyrics about domestic strife provided a relatable story that resonated with listeners. This song's enduring popularity is a testament to its universal appeal. It's been covered by countless artists over the years, from Ella Fitzgerald to Bobby Darin, and continues to be recognized and enjoyed well over a century after its creation. So, as we listen to Bob Roberts and Fred Hylands bring Bill Bailey to life, pay attention to the interplay between Roberts' clear vocals and Hylands' sprightly piano work. This 1903 recording, also on a phonograph wax cylinder, captures the essence of early 20th century popular music.
Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Sung by Bob Roberts, Columbia Records.
And that was Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home. Before we dive into our final song of the day, I'd like to invite you to step beyond the bounds of our digital cottage here at Three Tune Tuesday and explore the wider world of Blind Skeleton. Blind Skeleton isn't just the home for this podcast. It's a vibrant community dedicated to preserving and celebrating the rich tapestry of early 20th century culture. Much like the vaudeville stages of old, Blind Skeleton offers a variety of entertainment and educational content that spans the spectrum of yesteryear's arts and sciences and entertainment. If you've enjoyed our musical journey today, I encourage you to visit Blind Skeleton at https://blindskeleton.1. There you'll find a treasure trove of articles, images, and other podcasts that delve deeper into the fascinating world of early 20th century Americana. From the latest ragtime hits of 1910 to the scientific marvels of the 1920s, Blind Skeleton offers a world into a window that, while it has passed, still has much to teach us. But Blind Skeleton isn't just about passive consumption. We're building a community of history enthusiasts, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Follow us on social media platforms like Twitter and Instagram, where we share daily nuggets of historical intrigue and interact with our followers. It's a splendid way to infuse your modern digital life with a touch of vintage charm. For those who want to stay ahead of the curve, or perhaps behind it given our historical focus, I recommend signing up for our mailing list. As a subscriber, you'll receive regular updates about new content, upcoming events, and exclusive insights into the world of Blind Skeleton. And now with that invitation extended, let's return to our musical journey. Our final song of the day is Just Ahead. Now, as we approach the final act of our vaudeville-inspired journey, we turn to a song that epitomizes the lasting image of this unique era in American entertainment. Shine On, Harvest Moon, recorded here by Arthur Pryor's band in 1910, is a prime example of how vaudeville music could transcend its origins to become a timeless classic. This enchanting tune was born on the vaudeville stage, credited to the husband and wife team of Nora Bays and Jack Norworth. The pair were vaudeville royalty, known for their sharp wit and musical prowess. They debuted Shine On, Harvest Moon in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1908, where it became an instant hit. The song's simple, romantic lyrics and memorable melody captured the hearts of audiences, making it a must-have number for performers across the vaudeville circuit. Now, let's turn our attention to the artists behind this particular recording, Arthur Pryor and his band. Pryor was a remarkable figure in early American music. He began his career as a trombone virtuoso with John Philip Sousa's band before striking out on his own. Pryor's band quickly became one of the most recorded ensembles of the early 20th century, known for their precise musicianship and adaptability to various styles. The importance of Pryor and similar band leaders in early recordings cannot be overstated. In an era before electronic amplification, these skilled musicians had to arrange and perform songs in a way that would register clearly on the primitive recording equipment of the day. Their recordings, like this one of Shine On, Harvest Moon, served as a bridge between the live performances of vaudeville and the burgeoning recorded music industry. What's particularly fascinating about Shine On, Harvest Moon is how it transcended its vaudeville roots to become a lasting standard in the American songbook. While many vaudeville tunes faded into obscurity as the genre declined, this song continued to capture the imagination of performers and audiences alike.
Thank you.
And with the last notes of Shine On Harvest Moon fading away, we come to the end of our journey through the vibrant world of vaudeville music. From the playful technological commentary of Hello, My Baby, to the ragtime-infused domestic plea of Bill Bailey, and finally to the enduring romance of Shine On Harvest Moon, we've experienced a small but rich sampling of the musical landscape that captivated American audiences at the turn of the 20th century. These songs, each over 100 years old, offer us more than just a pleasant melody or a clever turn of phrase. They provide a window into the hopes, dreams, and daily lives of those who came before us. Through them, we can trace the impact of new technologies, changing social norms, and the evolving nature of popular entertainment. What's truly remarkable is how these tunes, born in an era so different from our own, continue to resonate with us today. They remind us that while the trappings of life may change, the fundamental human experiences of love, humor, and the quest for connection remain constant. Vaudeville may have faded from the spotlight, but its influence lives on in the DNA of American entertainment. As we closed our show for the day, I encourage you to carry a bit of that vaudeville spirit with you. Perhaps hum a few bars of Shine On Harvest Moon as you go about your day, or share a verse of Hello, My Baby with a friend. In doing so, you'll be keeping alive a vital part of our cultural heritage, bridging the gap between past and present through the timeless power of music. I offer one last invitation to find us at blindskeleton.one, follow us on social media, and engage with us on a daily basis to keep the past alive and remember who we are today. Thank you for listening and spending some time with me to enjoy these truly classic, truly old tunes. I am, as always, your host, Bonaparte, bidding you a good day from my digital cottage in the sprawling digital countryside.